Welcome to episode 13 of the Unconventional Polyglot. In this episode, I will be starting a new series focused on resources for learning Spanish. Thanks for listening. This is the Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed and also broken many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so this episode is the first of three episodes in which I will be talking about different resources for learning Spanish. And this series corresponds pretty closely to a series of videos that I am in the process of making on YouTube. I've already released the first of these, and that video is in Spanish. And this episode is essentially the English version of that video. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking specifically about apps for learning Spanish. And then in the next episode, I will be discussing YouTube channels and also other podcasts that I have found useful for learning Spanish. And then in the third and final episode of this series, I will be talking about books, reading materials for learning Spanish. All right, so let's get right into it. The first app that I will talk about is probably the most famous one, Duolingo. Duolingo offers a bunch of different languages, and their offerings are expanding pretty much every year now. But very clearly, Spanish and French are the languages that they have put the most effort and the most content into. You can tell that if you look at how many different skills they have for Spanish as well as French, and the fact that there's the Duolingo podcast in Spanish and also one in French. So Duolingo, when I started using Duolingo, the Spanish course was significantly shorter. They've added a bunch of content to it in the last couple of years. I think their goal has been to make it such that the content goes all the way through what a B1 level language learner would need, mainly in terms of grammar, but also in terms of vocabulary, and maybe even into B2 level. So Duolingo is a good resource for learning Spanish. As I mentioned in the last episode of this podcast, Duolingo is really good at getting you to be able to translate between your native language and your target language. And that's definitely true for Spanish. Now, Duolingo has a free version where really the bad part of it is you are forced to watch a commercial after every round of exercises that you do. And you can pay a fairly nominal price per month or yearly to do Duolingo Plus, which avoids all of the ads, which is a nice feature. But either way, you basically have access to the same content. And it is good content. I will say, I do think Duolingo has made their Spanish course very good. They've gone away from just focusing on one particular grammar topic for their various skills, and they've gone more towards kind of utilizing particular grammar topics throughout a bunch of different skills, which I think is better than trying to cram something like, say, the subjunctive or conditional all into one skill. They still do that for some of the courses that they haven't updated for a long time, but they've gone away from that. So I would definitely recommend using Duolingo, although I would not use it by myself. And that this is going to be true for all of the apps that I mentioned. I would not use one app alone. I would use multiple apps or one app and maybe two or three other resources like books, YouTube channels, whatever other resources, but I am all about diversification of resources. Okay, now the second app I want to mention is Memrise. Memrise, like Duolingo, it has a free version, and it also has a paid version. The paid version doesn't give you a whole lot extra, so honestly, I would recommend using the free version. But Memrise is essentially a flashcard app, so it's about memorizing vocabulary, memorizing particular phrases, and with Spanish, as well as a number of other popular languages, Memrise has a set of 7 courses that you go through. Each one has anywhere from maybe like 150 items up to possibly like over 500. So there's a lot of content if you go through all of the 7 courses. And you can choose either Spain Spanish or Mexican / Latin American Spanish, though they're not extremely different. But essentially, starting in the Spanish 1 course, you learn basic phrases like hello and goodbye and simple things like big, small, maybe numbers and stuff like that. And then towards the end, you get into more and more complex phrases involving more and more complex grammar. Memrise is, again, it's not an app I would ever use by itself to try to learn a language because you really don't get any explanation along the way. So it's a good supplement to other things more than anything. But again, one good reason to use it is that it's free and they do have a lot of different language offerings. Although some languages, they have official versions of their courses and then other ones, they have courses made by other people that have been uploaded to their site and their app. But again, it's a good supplement to other things. The third app that I want to talk about is Busuu. Busuu is a bit newer than some of the other apps. One nice thing about it is that it organizes its language courses according to the CEFR, European Framework for Foreign Languages. So it organizes its lessons into A1, A2, B1, B2, going from, you know, A1 is low-level beginner all the way up to B2, which is kind of upper-level intermediate. And their Spanish course, I would say, is their best course. I've gone through about 8 different languages using Busuu, and Spanish is really good. They have really good explanations of grammar in particular. Another thing that they have, which is really nice, is they have writing prompts at the end of some of the topics, and you just write about a particular topic, and then native speakers will comment and give you corrections, and they're usually pretty nice about it. Not 100% of the time, but at least 99% of the time, as far as I've seen. So Busuu, again, I don't think by itself it is the magic resource that is going to make you fluent in Spanish or any other language, but it's a good thing to have. It's almost like an interactive textbook with a lot of useful exercises. It does cost money if you want to be able to use it for more than one language and if you want to be able to access all of the content. But there is a free version where you can access a pretty good amount of the content for one language. It's just up to you how much you're willing to spend. But it is a good app, at least for Spanish. So in the future, I will be talking about these apps for other languages, but right now I'm mainly focusing on Spanish. Now, the fourth app that I am going to mention is Lingodeer. Lingodeer is another fairly new app. They started out focusing mostly on Asian languages, Chinese, Japanese, Korean. But in the last 2 or 3 years, they've added courses in both Spain, Spanish, and Latin American Spanish, French, Italian, Russian, German, Portuguese. So they've expanded quite a bit. And in Spanish, they are somewhat similar to Duolingo, somewhat similar to Busuu. They basically start off with a lot of vocabulary and a lot of developing of basic sentence structure and then, and also basic grammar. And then later on, they focus heavily on more complicated grammatical topics. And they do have a lot of good exercises, and they have dialogues that you go through and fill in blanks in the dialogues, and they have some other exercises. It's a good app. It's somewhat expensive. I think it might be a little bit more expensive than Busuu. I don't think there is a free version of LingoDeer, but it is a good app. I think their strongest courses are probably in the Asian languages, but I would definitely recommend it, at least if you're willing to shell out some money for it. A fifth app that I want to talk about is definitely different from the other ones. It's called Mango Languages. Mango Languages is primarily an app that tries to develop your speaking ability, which really none of the other apps do very much. So it's definitely unique. It is also a bit more expensive than the other apps. So that's definitely something to consider. But Mango Languages has a lot of language offerings. I think over 70 different languages, including some that I have not seen on any other app, like Ancient Greek, for example, or Aramaic, or different tribal languages from Africa, and then indigenous languages of the Americas, and things like that. So very unique. But again, their main focus is on trying to develop your speaking ability. Basically, they give you dialogues, and then they break down the dialogues into individual sentences, and then individual words and pieces of sentences, and they change things around to give you variations on the sentences. And along the way, they give you various grammar tips and cultural tips. It is good, and it's the real strength of Mango is that it gets you to think about how to speak, how to form sentences to get you to be able to speak the language. And again, other apps don't really do this, so you're not really prepared to speak to people very well from other apps. Mango is definitely stronger in that regard. I would not use Mango by itself. I don't think it's a very good tool independent of anything else. I think it works really well, again, with multiple other resources, but it is good at what it does. Particularly for Spanish, it does have the options of Castilian or Spain Spanish or Latin American Spanish. So it is expensive relative to a lot of other apps, but if you really want to get help and you don't have access to native speakers and you don't feel like you're ready to start talking with, say language teachers or language tutors or people like that, then, Mango is a good way to get you speaking. The sixth app that I will mention is Mondly. Mondly is an app that is more focused on vocabulary. There's some focus on grammar, but it's largely a vocabulary app. And it has lessons. It has a whole set of lessons on different topics. It also has daily lessons, monthly quizzes, weekly quizzes. And all of these are mainly designed to get you to remember vocabulary. So it's a little bit like Memrise in a sense, except it's not really flashcard based, but it is heavily focused on trying to get you to remember vocabulary. So I think using something like Duolingo or Busuu or LingoDeer as kind of a primary app, and then something like Mondly or Memrise as kind of a vocabulary app, and then maybe Mango as a speaking-oriented app, like that would be a good combination, depending on how much you're willing to spend, of course. Now, Mondly, it does cost money. However, sometimes they have offers of up to 95% off of their normal, their regular price. So 2 or 3 years ago, I was able to get a $50 lifetime subscription to Mondly, and I've been able to use it for unlimited numbers of languages, so pretty awesome in that regard, well worth the money. And again, it's a good way to remember vocabulary. And they do repeat the daily lessons every, I don't know how many months, or so that you'll kind of see the same things again and again and again, which is really what you need to remember a lot of vocabulary. Okay, now the last app that I want to mention is LingoPie. This is another app which is totally different from all the others. LingoPie is all about watching TV shows and movies, cartoons, things like that, and learning a language that way. So Spanish is one of the two languages that they have had for a long time. They recently added several others, but they do have a fair amount of Spanish offerings, some of them from Spain, some from Mexico, some from Argentina. So they have different regional variations of movies and shows. A nice thing about LingoPie is that all of their shows come with clickable subtitles. So you can click on a word or a phrase and it'll give you a translation of it into English. And then at the end of the episode or the movie, whatever it is, it'll have you review all of these flashcards that have been created based on whatever words or phrases you clicked on. So it's nice. It's a nice interactive, more active way to watch TV or watch movies. They don't have a real huge selection of shows, but they definitely have enough to keep you entertained for many, many hours. Like most of the other apps, it does cost money, although it's not real expensive. And again, I've said this for several of the other apps, I would not use this as a standalone resource. They do have commercials that tell you all you need to do is watch TV shows to learn a language. I don't think that's true, but I do like LingoPie. So with that, that's seven apps that I've mentioned in this episode. There are others, of course, but these are the primary seven that I've used and the ones that I feel comfortable talking about from based on many, many, many hours of experience with each one. So I hope this episode has been useful for you, particularly if you're learning Spanish. And I hope you'll stick around for the next two episodes, which again are also going to focus on different resources for learning Spanish. And later on in the future, the next language series that I will have is going to be on French. And that's going to be sometime fairly early in 2022. So I thank you for listening to this episode. Be sure to also check out my YouTube channel, The Unconventional Polyglot. And you can always contact me at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com with any questions or comments for me. And with that, I will say, have a great day. Goodbye.